Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Toddcast. It's been a bit of a time, a bit of a break, but we came back with a vengeance because, as you can see, it's not just Justin and I. We brought all of our friends from Comicsburg with us, minus
Woo!
DP. I mean, but we got the main Pittsburgh team is here, so cool. Thanks, Grant and Marvin, for hanging out.
Oh,
I got my Marvin hat on today.
awesome.
No,
Oh, is that what that is?
it just happens to be a. I happen to have a beanie on today. I was like, oh, I kind of look like Marvin right now. It's not as
Grant, you
skull
had.
cappy.
Yeah, he's got the skull cap. DP has his cowboy hat, and Grant, you got your kerchief.
Yeah, man.
I got hair, so I don't wear a
You can
hat.
go put your ascot on. It'll be fine. So, I did have some really good conversations about you guys with Jim Rugg, though, and on the way down to back in Baltimore. So, because we rode together the whole time.
Really?
All good. All good, guys. All good. Trust me. It was great. Yeah. So, guys. So the last couple weeks have been nuts, just nuts. So first 2 weeks ago, Justin and I are at New York, and holy fucking balls, like 80,000 people in the same room.
Yes.
Nuts. Thanks, Joe, for letting us help you out at the booth and letting us do what we need to while we were up there.
Everybody says New York Comic Con is the best Comic Con.
Of the major Comic Cons, I like it a lot because it's actually got comics at it still.
Yes.
I
And
it had a
you
lot of
get to
it.
see some of the heavy hitter like vendors. Like guys that you see
Yeah.
on YouTube, like they're there selling.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of major art dealers there too, which is
Right.
always, you get to see some pages. I was staring at a page that was $30,000, and I'm like, if I had that kind of money, I would probably buy that.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt about it. I mean, I almost bought a $500 Gil Kane page just because I don't own any original Gil Kane art, but I almost bought one just to do that. I was pretty
Was it a Green Lantern page?
No, the cheapest Green Lantern page was like 10 grand. The $500 one was a half page article ad for like David or for Pat Boone or something. Like it was like real crazy. I was like, what the fuck is this? But it was pretty good. It was very, very interesting. But there were some really great vendors. I love it. So,
You were staring at that Archangel. They had dual
yeah.
Archangel statues, one with X-Force in the black and white, black and gray, and the other one was traditional Archangel.
Yeah, it was sexy. There were giant showcase ones. They stood like, what, 2.5 feet,
Yeah.
right? Probably. Speaking of
Yeah, so
two and a
you're a
half
big
feet,
Archangel guy.
I am a big Archangel fan. So, but speaking of 2.5 feet, I was informed right before this by one of the last customers that walked out that, in November, at Jurgles, there will be a midget cabaret event, and the shortest girl is 2 foot 10 inches. So I was like, I may have to see this just to see this.
Just to check it off the list, man. Check it off
Yep,
the
just to
list.
be
Or
like,
a scavenger hunt.
right, midget cabaret, check.
Yeah, check it off.
Right, but New York was great. I got to see some friends I haven't seen in a long time. We sat through the retailer dinner where Rob Liefeld made fun of himself for not being able to draw feet.
The whole time.
Tom McFarlane's speech was awesome. Jim Lee's speech was great.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And then I went to Baltimore last week. As I said, I rode down and back with Jim Rugg, which was great. Got to hang out with some other great people. Went to dinner with my friends from Aw Yeah Comics. Thanks again, guys, for letting me tag along. That was kind of cool. Not gonna lie, like just getting out and not being around the shop but still working. It was a lot of fun. Todd and I did not kill each other, so that's good. In fact, we didn't even argue the whole weekend, which blew my mind, but I was kind of like, sure, I'll take it. But if you are interested in seeing the super sexy giant Silver Age collection we had there, it is touring all of the stores. It's in Cranberry right now. That's why I'm there. And it will be here till tomorrow at 6. And then next week it's going to Butler from Monday through Friday. Then Elwood, then Ohio, then Mills, then Waterfront during Thanksgiving week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come and check that out. We'll also be taking it to the Pittsburgh Comic Show at the end of the month too. So, or in November, I should say. So,
What's
this
in
Saturday,
the
if you go out to the
collection?
Mills, what's that?
What's in the collection?
Oh my God. Like, there's a Fantastic Four one, an Avengers one, X-Men one, Daredevil one. I sold that Hulk four. Sorry, Justin.
I already have four.
And I think there's a six too. There's like, it's like mostly Marvel and Marvel Silver Age, like pretty much everything you'd want out of there. But it's 10 long boxes and 2 short boxes worth of stuff.
That's awesome.
So, and I'm required to take the super sexy books home. My wife's pissed because I cuddle with them and kind of boot her out of the bed. But it
Do you have a
happens.
security guard with you of all times to keep an eye on
It's his
that
dogs. I
stuff?
am the security guard. So
Yeah.
that's why you can't, everything's behind the counter. You got to come around one at a time. And I
Okay.
do that so that I can tackle you if you try to take something.
You
Keep an
have to
eye on
pat people
Marvin.
down too. You get to pat them
Right. I'm like, did you steal something? What's this book? What?
down.
Why do you have this balled up bag and board in here? Are you trying to steal this 35-cent bag and board?
Interesting.
But it's a lot of fun too, because it makes me spend a little more extra time in some of the stores. So I've been helping clean some stuff up here while I'm up here. So it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, hanging out with Jim was cool, because like I don't really get to hang out with him like that. And we talked a lot, because it's like a 4 hour up, 4 hour back
I can't even
drive.
imagine. He's like one of those people who just like every word out of his mouth is like the most fascinating thing I've ever heard. You know what I mean?
Right. It was interesting because we both talked about how we grew up on a farm, and I didn't realize that he grew up on a farm. So it was kind of interesting to see the similarities and stuff. But it was really cool to just kind of talk to everybody and line some people up for the show, which will the announcements will start coming for that probably next month. Probably like around
Oh, that'll be
Thanksgiving, we'll
fun.
probably start doing that. Yeah. So now I just got to lock them all in and make sure that they actually did commit and they weren't just trying to get me away from their booth. So, but we're gonna have some people that have been to the show that have not been there in a long time come back. So that'll be
Awesome.
kind of cool. So, all right. Well, all right. Justin and I are gonna review some books real quick, and I mean real quick, because these guys have a lot of Kickstarters to talk about. We are going to do this as quickly as possible, I guess.
Yeah, I
So,
can cut some details out of some stuff.
just be quick about it. So my first book is New History of DC Universe, number 4. It's the last one. And this one picks up where Blackest Night starts, and it plows through so much stuff. It plows through the New 52, and then how the New 52 was then reset by the Dark Side War, then reset again by metal, then death metal, then oh man, and like
Oh, DC.
it even talks about Nightwing getting shot in the head, then it does the Doomsday Clock stuff, and it's basically like, yeah, we just kind of talked to Mr. or Dr. Manhattan into just kind of blending everything together, so it's cool. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? And I was like, oh yeah, this really did happen to the DCU. This is that screwed up. It's weird. And then it talked about like the future state stuff. Like it really hit everything all the way to the point where like you now you're in the now. It even talks about like how when Steve Trevor died, like Wonder Woman made a baby of clay, and that's how Lizzie came about. And the like how Aquaman can now do aquakinesis and make like weapons and shit out of water, like he could never do it before. It was just kind of cool. And at the end, someone buys a copy of Crisis on Infinite Earths out of the comic shop that Barry walks into. It's by Mark Waid. It's great. It's super abridged. The art's fantastic. I've been loving the series the whole time because it actually gives some kind of continuity to the DCU. So I'm giving it a 11 out of 12. Only because like there are certain things that I wish stayed but didn't come out of the continuity change, but I will deal with that later, I guess. So
All right, we got Absolute Batman 13. Now this was last week's book. We basically get a couple of flashbacks of Selina and Bruce's relationship. Then we are current events where we left off in the last book, where Catwoman just basically beat down Pennyworth on the ground while she's talking to Bruce and trying to calm him down. Said, "I'm here because your mother called me." And she's like, I want to help this, that, and the other. And he's like, no, you're not. And then next thing you know, skip ahead and they do the deed. Like you get a whole nice page of them having some fun. Gotta love that. But it, no, Batman Dick in this one. So none of that.
Catwoman titty.
Silhouette, no detail. But they do, she looks good, the silhouette wise. They kind of do the whole thing of back and forth of, I'm here to help, and he's like, I don't want to help, I got to do this on my own. And then they're like, fine. He's like, let's go out on a date. In quotations, they confront the Red Hood, which is a gang, not an actual person in this continuity. And you get to see Batman using the venom that is in surging through his body, where he literally crushes an entire standing Ferris wheel just by pushing it. So it shows you how much power he has now with the venom coursing through his veins. Selina does end up calming him down because he is going through the whole steroid rage that venom tends to do to you. We find out the leader of the Hood is Harley Quinn, who kind of looks like Negasonic Teenage Warhead with the shaved head and very emo look to her. Not so much the usual classic Harley Quinn that we usually get. They recruits the gang to take on Bane and the shadow leaders of Gotham right now. Batman sends out a challenge to Bane through the internet, broadcast through all to see. And it's pretty much it. Like Catwoman tries to say, you can, we can help. And he's like, I got to do this on my own. That's pretty much how it ends. Look, I skipped a couple things here and there, but that's the general gist of it. I'm still loving this absolute universe. I love where this is going. I want to see how far it goes. I'll give this a solid 10 out of 12. I think it's getting a little muddy here and there, but I'm seeing wherever the dots are connecting. So,
I'm loving the fact that she looks like she's in a litter box right now.
yeah,
but that's
That's
just
her
me.
whip on the
I
floor, man.
know, but it looks like
Okay.
she's like marking her territory. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she definitely marks up Pennyworth pretty well in that, that's for sure.
I may have to flip through that book just to see the silhouette. Anyway, my next book is Sisterhood 4 from Image. It's part of Hyde Street. We pick it up where Sophie has been arrested because she killed a whole bunch of sorority girls. She's being possessed by Vi, her dead sister, stepsister. And you realize that like the ghost is just going to completely take her over and kill a bunch of people. So like as she's being interviewed by the cops, the sister takes over and like kills a bunch of cops. She runs out, she's hiding in a dumpster. She wakes up screaming, like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Goes back to the psychic, and the psychic's like, do you really want to do that? Because if you do that, you're going to have to kill yourself to get rid of her because you're now completely paired. And she's like, crap. So the sister then, the ghost sister, completely takes over and goes back to the sorority house and dumps gasoline all around it. One of the sisters comes out and slips in it. And she like just tries to kill her with a piece of glass. The other sister, the real human sister Sophie's fighting it. It's crazy. Like, and then when she tries to light the can or light it on fire, Karma, the girl who killed the dead sister, like stabs her in the back with a fucking knife. It's awesome. And that's how that issue ends. And it's getting really close to the end. I think it's only a 6-part series. The fantastic art in this book, the writing, if you're into like horror stuff and you've been in the Greek system ever, it is definitely the book to read. I cannot recommend this book more. It's definitely getting a 10 out of 12 only because it was a little short, but I really, 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 really want more. So good. So good.
All right, we
Go,
got
go. We're
Hulk
plowing through these. Come on.
30.
Go, go,
Whoa, okay. Hulk number 30. Okay, this is the battle between Hulk and the eldest, who is in Abomination's skin. Basically, Hulk is beating his ass through most of it, but the eldest does get his last shot in and literally rips Banner from Hulk's body, which we've seen that before. But the eldest takes over where Hulk's body is. We finally see the mother of the monsters, the origin of everything, dealing with Gamma and monsters and whatnot. She appears to be dead, and the eldest is just kind of having a temper tantrum, because he thinks yelling at her is going to bring her back. Then he's like, screw it, I will take your power, and he starts eating her. And that's basically the majority of the book. You see his fist go through the a sealed door, and it's gray. So this is going to be the new Hulk, another version of Hulk. I'll give this like an 8 out of 12, just because it was quick. The battle scene was awesome, actually, for the most part. I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to fix this. But I don't know. I'm kind of getting bored of this. They've strung this along way too long, so we'll see how it goes.
Cool. Right. Come on, close. Anyway. Oh, sorry. I accidentally made you do two in a row. My bad.
That's fine. This one I can kind of do quick too. We get to meet the new Wolverine, which you can see is Leonard from the, if you guys remember, Leonard was the kid who ended up getting the Wendigo curse, and Wolverine talked him down. And Leonard has learned to embrace the curse and use it as he is now a superhero. He is now the new Wolverine. He saves a couple of kids from a burning building, and we get more of his backstory on how he's learned to control it, how he fought with Wolverine, and how Wolverine tried to kill him because Wolverine's been brainwashed by the new leader of the mutants here in this whole apocalyptic version of the mutant world. And we also meet Leonard is friends with Nightcrawler, who is human in this, which really
What?
freaked me out. Yes, he is human in this. He is married with two kids.
That's some weird shit, but okay.
This whole X-Men thing's going on here. Apparently, it's part of the virus that does things to mutants and humans. So this had an effect on Nightcrawler.
So when you say he's human, does that mean he can't teleport?
I don't know. All I know is he's not blue. He doesn't have a tail. He looks like a regular Joe. But they talk about he's eating at their table. Talking about like heroism, and that's what an X-Men is. But as they're doing that, an alarm goes off in Leonard's apartment. He leaves to confront the intruder, who happens to be Vindicator, who is married to the original Wolverine, and they're going to try to rescue him from the mind control that he is under right now. So that's where the book ends. I'm kind of excited about this. I a little bit of some surprises, some tidbits there that I'm looking forward to. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to read the rest of all these X-Men books now, which is like what, 20 of
Only
Marvel,
20?
only 20.
Whatever happened to going down to one book and then, but never mind. I'm done.
But I'll give this a solid. I like this. I'll give it an 11 out of 12. I liked it. I like where this is going. I kind of enjoying seeing this. So,
That's cool. I'm still very cautious about the Age of Revelation. Like I have Binary to read at home, and I'm gonna do that probably tomorrow. But anyway, my last book is Undead Iron Fist number 2. So the last book we saw Danny Rand as Ghost Fist, basically, because that's what we're calling him apparently in this book. Running around fighting demons, kicking them out of people that people can't see. They just think that this dude's beating up on people. He's beating up more people, runs into Daredevil. Daredevil grabs catches one of the girls that he kicked off a building. And she's like, I don't know, how did I get here? What Daredevil? I don't know. And then it keeps cutting back to Danny and Orson talking about something that you still don't get a full concept of what the Book of Iron Fist left out. But it's awesome because like he just like beats the shit out of all these demons. It is so cool. And then he has like a fight with almost like a fight with Daredevil without talking to him. And Daredevil's like, wait, I know you. And he's like, wait, I've been where you're at. You don't need to do this. Like as in I've been dead and come back. So it's just crazy. And then at one point, Iron Fist just leaves Daredevil to deal with a whole lot of demon people. As he like runs back and tries to find the leader of these demons, where he then punches a police car and flips it over and runs into Quan, who is the guy I believe that killed him. So that's where it ended. And then in the next, the preview for the next one also shows the immortal weapons. So I'm excited to see how that works out. This book, again, I'm gonna give like a 10 out of 12, only because like It's really weird because Danny doesn't really talk in it, and it's hard to kind of get an idea of what is going through Ghost Fist's hand or head as he's doing all this shit. But it's really cool to watch the visuals. The visuals tell the story more in this book than the words, and it's very interesting to take that concept. But it's also a little short, and I really want a little, just a little bit more out of this book, just a little bit. I think as long as it keeps pace, it'll be great, but I really just want it to be just a little bit more. That's all. All right. Now that we've talked about comics in probably the fastest time we've ever done that.
I was going to say, that's like, what was it,
Right?
20, 25 minutes there? We went through that
If
pretty quick.
that, if that,
Yeah.
yeah. Now we're gonna talk to these guys about all their crazy, crazy Kickstarters they got going on.
Us.
Firstly, you can go to comicsburg.com/crowdfunding. Is that the whole title? Yeah, crowdfunding. And you can check out all of their awesome campaigns. And we're gonna talk about each one of these. Actually, I don't think I opened the last
We've
one,
got
but
so
we'll find
many
out.
right now.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's see. All right, that's the Blaine one first. All right, we're gonna talk about the Blaine one. So this is where Marvin gets to talk. All right, look, we backed it. We pledged $125. How about that?
Woo! Yeah,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
this is the Kickstarter for the Blaine 1/18 scale action figure. So for those of you who don't know what 1/18 is, that is your 3 1/4 inches, similar to 80 style G.I. Joe figures. We've got 5 days to go. Where we at 64%. So we still got work to do. So also included with the action figure is a one-shot comic featuring Blaine headed to Vegas to extract a mouthy gentleman who's talking about the edge when he shouldn't be, because he needs money to gamble. He's like betting
Cool.
Freddy from the Flintstones.
Let's see. Can I go back to this and see all the different options? Nope. Now everybody knows what my credit card number ends in.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Well, I just bought a car. Thank you. You click on the
Oh,
rewards tab. There you go. Right
that, there
there.
we go. That's what I was looking for.
Blaine is getting funded.
The crotch shot. Here we go.
Check it out. Yo, check me out.
Have you guys
I
seen
hate.
those Power Ranger action figure videos where they like make them like dance all seductively? Because that's all I can think about at this shot. And if you
No,
haven't
I'm a
seen it,
chicken.
I'll forward you one later. It'll be hilarious, I
Okay.
promise.
Yeah, I
So,
hate resizing images on there. I don't know why I won't let you readjust it when you put it on. But yeah, so we've
right.
got the action figure. Like I said, the comic comes with the action figure. You get poker chips. You get trading cards. You get a flyers or prints, all for the low price of $40.
Right.
And if you want more, there's always more. So there's army builder figures. There's wham stands and wamblem. So if you don't know what a wamblem is, this is a wamblem.
Oh, look at that.
So it has a magnet on the back, and then the stand, it just attaches to the front. So you can hold your comics in there or other items. He's actually working on action figure stands now.
Well, that's awesome.
You can get issues 1 through 10 of The Edge. You can get the two trades or the one trade, everything. And there's also digital options for everything. Or you can get a bag of coffee.
Oh, look at that. Spice rum coffee,
Yes,
mind
spiced
you.
rum. Oh, I want that.
Hell yeah.
Love coffee and I love spiced rum.
Right? Exactly. That's what I was just thinking. So,
I might have to go back in and
trading
change my fudge. card. Yeah, so there's the
There's the
wham stand
wham
right there.
stand.
Yeah,
That's
so
pretty
it
cool.
just sticks on the front. You can get a
We
comic
get an
card
Edge
t-shirt. There's
shirt.
Edge
Yeah.
t-shirts, and there's your Volume 2 and Volume 1 trades. You get one or the other for 20, or you get them both for 35, so you can save yourself a $5 bill.
Oh yeah, right there. Hell yeah.
And
That's a
I put some
lot.
original art in there also.
Oh wow. That's cool. Let's see if I can make this a little bigger. Oops. There we go. Yeah, I want to
Yeah,
click
so
on
two of
it.
the covers are the original art.
That's cool.
We're throwing a cat.
There you go.
I'll
Well,
ship them to
we
you.
can't put your cat into the Kickstarter, Justin.
Oh, we could
Why
try.
not?
It's fine. He's cute.
There's the Wham
Yeah.
stands, a little bigger.
Oh, you don't
Yeah,
like
those are the
that?
Wamblem. So
Okay.
I've got this one
Not
too.
them.
And then we've got a Revenant one also.
I know.
There's Revenant's logo.
The spilled coffee print?
Yes, because
What the
intern's
hell does
spilling
that
the
mean?
coffee. She's not spilling the tea,
Oh,
she's spilling
okay.
the coffee.
Ah,
And then
because it's
you'll ask.
hotter and darker than tea.
Yes.
Arcade print. I like that. That's cool.
Oh, I love the Whamomania.
Right. Card
Yeah,
set,
so
Wham
whenever you
stand.
order from
Same stuff we
Wham
got,
Stan,
I
he
think.
puts a piece of Bazooka Joe bubble gum in the package. That's why you have Bazooka Joe logo.
Oh, that's cool. All right. And then it goes all the way down to issue one of the Edge. So,
So just you want
still
to
cool.
test the waters and just get issue one. That is
Right.
possible.
So you got a lot of cool stuff on here. And hopefully this gets funded because I'm looking forward to having one of these guys on my desk at home. So, and I just think it's cool.
Right,
So.
so we got until Wednesday afternoon.
We can do that.
We can do it.
Come on, people.
Well,
Come on.
the good news and bad news of it, this is my highest funding Kickstarter so far, but we still got to get the 10 grand.
Right. Well, I think you'll get there. I mean, you're 60% of the way there. That's really good for the first time going for an action figure.
Right.
So, I think it's good at least.
Doing better than
But
Hasbro did with their one fig, some of their figure fails. So hey, I guess
yeah. Yeah,
Hasbro. I was on another show and I bought up the Tron thing and people were like, what were they thinking with that? What were they thinking? I don't know the story about the Tron thing.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm gonna go see it on Sunday, I think.
So you know they do have what's called HasLabs on
Yeah.
Hasbro's website. So they're bringing back the 3¼ scale, and they decided to launch it with Tron, with the Tron figures from the first movie and the light cycles and a backdrop for like $250.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
$250. Jesus Christ.
Yes. And
For a
they need
three and
ten
three quarter
thousand.
figure.
Yeah. For four figures, two light cycles, and a backdrop, they need 10,000 backers.
No.
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 I don't see that happening.
I mean,
No.
I really like Tron, but I don't know how they keep trying to make it a thing. You know what I mean? Like it's
Yeah.
not Star Wars, you know what I mean? I don't know how much the general pub how excited the general public is about Tron.
I mean, I think the people that like it are going to continue to see it, but I don't think that like it's bringing a new audience, right?
It's a
Mostly
smaller
because
audience
nobody,
than.
but well, a lot of the audience doesn't understand like if they go back and watch the old one, all these young kids don't know what the hell like a mainframe is and like all the old lingo and tech gar jargon they're using. Like none of that's relevant anymore. So, I don't
Yeah.
know. Anyway,
I don't think most of the
Brent,
people in
let's talk about
the
yours.
mainstream audience knew that stuff back then.
Yeah.
Right? They
Heck,
just knew that the
Hackers
launcher
from
kicked ass.
1997 isn't relevant anymore. So,
That's fair.
nice.
But anyway, Grant, let's talk about yours.
Nice.
Oh, you only need $500, buddy. You're almost there.
Yeah, I know. I'm
In
still
11
getting nervous
days.
about it. I'm still getting
$50
nervous
a
about
day
it.
or $5 a day? $5 a day? $50 a day.
Oh boy, yeah.
$50 a day. Yeah, $50 a day. You'll be
I
fine.
mean, I'm hoping we get the rush at the end. But yeah, so basically, Memoirs of the Morbid. This is EC style horror. For those of you who don't know what EC style is, it like Tales from the Crypt, Creepshow, that sort of thing.
All right.
Now I'm hoping that I
Cool.
remember the retailer tier.
Because you know that's the first thing I'm going to ask about in here, or I'm
Right.
going to look for. So we're going to find out. So you can get a digital one for $8. Print a cover. That's a cool A cover.
That's my friend Dave, did that, who we're going to see in Akron when we go to Akron Con. I
Nice.
can't remember if you're going to be there or not.
No, I might go out and just walk around, but I'm not gonna set, we're not setting up. So, cover B, that's kind of cool too. That's a very like Jeremy Hahn style cover. I'll dig it. C, senor. The bubble cover. D cover. Give him the D cover. I mean, what? I actually like that too. I like the art on this
I think
cover
that's
a
probably
lot.
my favorite one. I really
Yeah.
like that artist. I got lucky when he agreed to do a cover for me. And I did
Who
the
did this
colors on
cover?
it. What is his name? Eduardo Mendez.
Nice. Yeah, it's awesome, dude. It's very like it's almost Stranger Things, but not. And that's why I like it, I think.
Yeah, so the story behind that cover is basically a children's TV host leaves her fantasy world for a little while, and when she comes back, like all hell has broken loose. Like basically think of like Pee-wee's Playhouse or the Land of Make-Believe on Mr. Rogers, and picture like the fantasy characters are like forming a revolution, and like civil war breaks out, and like some of the characters become serial killers. Like, yeah, it's a fun
That's
little story.
awesome. That's I all I can think of is King Friday with a big fucking hatchet. It's gonna be great. So, and I love that. That's an awesome. That's a great pitch. So,
Thanks.
all right, let's see. We got digital, more catch-up stuffs, which is cool because you get the blue and the red version as well.
Now you don't have to read the other issues in order to understand, but it does, it
Right.
is, I mean, the other ones are fun too, so you might as well pick.
Cool. And then here's all four covers of the regular one, or of this one, which is cool. You did put a retailer tier. Good job. Good
Hey.
job. So you get eight of them. So you get two of each cover, which is great. So I'll be backing that after the show's over. And that, so you're at least going to be $45 closer. There's your 45 for the day.
Awesome.
more digital
And then
print comprehensive cover.
the
That's kind of
comprehensive
cool.
here is everything like I've ever done, like not just Beowulf, but not just Memoirs of the Morbid, but Beowulf and League of Cryptids.
League of Cryptids is actually what Jim and I were talking about because we were randomly talking about cryptids. And I was like, have you read Grant's book? Because it's really good. So,
Wish.
but, and then I was trying to remember the Flatwoods cryptid and how we stopped there. We talked about trying to make a Pittsburgh one out of it. And he
Right.
was like, that's awesome.
I remember I when we stopped at that convenience store in Flatwoods, West Virginia, I specifically looked for a Flatwood or for a Monster Energy drink, just so I could say I saw a Flatwoods monster.
That's awesome. So cool, man. Yeah, if you guys haven't checked out Grant's stuff. We do move decent amounts of that, and it is pretty freaking good. I recommend it highly.
Thanks,
So,
guys.
all right, Cataclysm. Who's talking about this?
Yeah, so I'll take this one. So, Julian is a book about a young woman who gets into a car accident, and is severely injured. And Rich, as William would say, a rich a-hole, says that he'll put $1 trillion worth of cybernetics in her body if her family will sign off on it. Of course, they don't read the contract fully, like no one ever does, and she has to work for this guy to pay off her debt.
Okay. So she basically gets enhanced powers and then has to work off a debt. Is that basically the?
Right. So
That's kind of cool.
it's like the $6 million man, but with inflation.
So $6 billion man, probably. Okay. Because $6 million, that's not going to get anything but a kneecap nowadays.
No. Well, that's why I
So,
said inflation got inflation up to a
right?
trillion.
Right?
So
Like
it's
Justin,
five
teeny
issues. Well, actually
zoonies.
six issues. So it's 1 through 5 and a zero origin story.
That's cool. So you get all digital paperback by itself. 50
And
bucks for the paperback.
I'm pretty sure
That's
that
not bad.
William did not put a retail tier in there.
So 7 books for 50 bucks. That's not bad. That's like 740 something per book, 760 per book. That's not bad.
Yeah, but these are collections, aren't
Digitals,
individual issues. I can't
right? But I'm
remember.
just saying, like, you get 7 issues worth of stuff for 50 bucks. That's
Oh,
not bad,
yeah.
right?
I can't remember if Trillion is in New Dimension or
I
not.
don't think so. If it
Yeah,
is,
there's copies at the waterfront.
okay, so it's at Waterfront. Okay.
Yeah.
I like this original signed artwork tier. That's kind of cool. And then paperback. And that's. So
Well, I
this
think
is
that's
all of it.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No retailer tier.
Yeah.
Sucks. No, just kidding.
I'll yell at him tomorrow to put a retailer tier in
Okay.
there.
Let me know when that retailer tier kicks up and
Okay.
we'll help get to the $500 goal there. We'll try to bump that up. Okay. Then we got Theme of Thieves, Crazy Man Returns, trade paperback, which the singles, right. God damn it, I can't do this with my hand. There, right? You got it? There. So
It's
it is. It is. I strategically
over
sat right here so all of their books can be seen behind me
Good
tonight.
job. Good job.
So, yep. See, we support. It's good. So this has 10 days to go. It just crested over. And this is the new printing, right? Because there was an old printing. Okay.
No, these before he only did the single issue, so this is the trade. So this is the trade collection of issues 1 through 4, Grant, or was it 5? I think it's 1 through 4.
Say like don't think it says on any of these. Oh, that's cool. So you get the digital edition, the paperback bundle, stickers, and Comicsburg stickers. Retailer bundle.
There
There you
you
go.
go.
6 copies, 6 stickers, 6 Comicsburg stickers, and get my name listed on the wall of Thief of Thieves. Ooh. DP is gonna love me.
Yeah. So it also has a preview of the novel that he's working on. So he's working
Oh,
on
cool.
a prequel novel for Theme of Thieves. I think that'll be on Kickstarter next year, but there
That's
you can get a
awesome.
preview of it in the trade.
Very cool. Nerd Cyclopedia Channel? The hell is this?
Yeah, you didn't know DP did a like a Star Wars
No,
podcast?
but that's awesome.
That's how we met him. He was like he was
Oh.
at Steel City doing the podcast.
That's Awesome. I'm gonna totally have to be like, yo, man, I need some love. Get me on there. So, then you get Ruben. Oh, that's cool. You get to sketch. That's awesome. And is it any character? Personalized drawing
Yeah,
could
so
be any
anything you want
character.
on that one.
That's cool. Character drawing in color. And then bundle experience. So yeah, all four metal prints. That's cool. Metal bookmark, all four script PDF, Crazy Man sticker, creator commentary, red B3. Nice.
Yeah, it's in if anyone is watching and they want to hear some of the song, that is in the video. But he's also going to
Nice.
be releasing a soundtrack next year on like all the streaming platforms.
That's awesome. All right, the only one I didn't open is this footpath one.
So
And it
this is the
is
only one that got
also
Project We
funded.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Footpath is the resident ninja of the chess organization. So they're kind of like like it says Birds of Prey or Agents of Shield. So they're like an offshoot organization to the Edge.
Okay.
So previously they released Blowtorch. So he's going to do like it. So he has this a whole team, and Paige is releasing single issues for all the characters. So he already did Blowtorch, and now it's Footpath.
Okay.
And Footpath has that. She has that crazy 90s hair that's out of control. I don't know if you can kind of see it
I'm trying to
in the thumbnails there.
right. I mean, oh, look at all that hair. That is a lot of hair.
So a lot of like a lot of action. If you like The Edge, you'll like these books too.
Light retailer reward, five of each. Full retailer reward. Wait, hold on. So this is just two covers. Digital copy, watermark, PDF. So this is five copies of A, B, and E, and then everything else. So it's five more co or it's five more copies for $25 more. Okay. That's not bad. And then digital collection of all of the stuff. Damn. Damn, that is a lot of shit for $100.
Jonathan's been busy over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I looked a
I recommend from what
you get a
Jonathan did. Freak,
script commission? Holy
yeah,
shit.
freak. Freak Show Night is a really good book.
Wow. Drawn in retailer tier. So, or drawn in reward tier, I should
Yeah.
say. That's kind of cool too. You get drawn into the comic. That's kind of cool. Color me intrigued. We're gonna try to go for that one when we can. Let's go back to the other page and see if we can get this thing to play in. Don't need to hear it. I just need to see it. I want to see this hair.
It's the 90s hair, man. 90s hair.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Oh my God, that's a lot of hair.
Look at that.
Man.
I can't figure if the hair is see-through or if her eye is like on the outside of the hair, because when the hair was going over her eye, you could see all of the eye.
It's
Huh.
the 90s, Grant. You can do that.
Right?
Just
That
as
happened a
long as you
lot in
could
the
draw
90s.
feet, right?
Or
But
foot.
when I was younger and I used to watch Robotech with my granddad, and he would always like, "Why is their hair in front of their face like that? How
Right?
are they going
You're
to
just like,
fight when they can't see?
shut up, granddad.
You're ruining it. You're
Awesome.
ruining it."
It's awesome. Cool. Well, Yeah, so it looks like I have a couple things to back later tonight. So that's cool. No, I think they should all probably hit the funding. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't. So, and
Unless Kickstarter is conspiring against us.
well, also you got to remember like the time of year that these went out. You know, you put them out right around New York, right around Baltimore, back to back shows. A lot of people blew a lot of money during those 2 weeks. So that might be part of it, just
That's
because,
possible.
you know, your timing just might not be awesome. But I support it, man. I think they're great. Like, I think everything you guys put out has been awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys supporting us.
Yeah, thanks, John. We really appreciate how supportive you've been.
Yeah, man, no worries. You know, I hope other shops are just as supportive of you guys, and I hope you know, I've literally seen the fans at the booth come up to you guys. So, you know, like when we were at Heroes, it was awesome seeing guys who actually like are fans come up, and I was just like, man, I feel so good for you guys. Like I was just so happy every time I would see you guys come up and or new fans. You know, and it was just awesome. And when all of you guys get together, it's like this crazy force that you just can't, like you have an energy when you guys get together, that I don't necessarily know is as electric when it's only two of you. But if there's like three of you together, it's like this whole crazy like ball of energy that just draws people near you. You're like a fucking fly light, like a zapper.
But we don't zap people, we sell them comics.
Right? You're like, bam, you're dead. Here's a book. You
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that there's four of us, and so far we haven't driven each other crazy too much.
Right? It's like when Image started or some shit.
Well, that's because
Which one of you
they
is
were
Todd
poaching.
McFarlane? That's really the question.
Because they kept poaching artists from each other. That's what.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, I think it's cool that you guys have this whole like studio, but the worlds don't necessarily ever collide. But everybody supports each other. So like, you know, like 2 years ago at our show, DP couldn't make it, but you still had his books there. And it was very cool to see like, you know, like almost like a fraternity of nerds getting together and being like, no, we need to support everybody. We're all in this shit together, right? It's very cool to see a team of guys, or creators, because you know someday you might have a woman on the team. I guess Angie kind of counts, right? Did she write some of the stories and memoirs?
She's done Memoirs of the Morbid Stories, but
Yeah, so she counts. So it's cool to see a team of people get together and support each other in this age to push each other's stuff and make it also be better. Not just be better for yourselves, but be better for your fans. And then also kind of be able to go, hey, I have this guy who buys my book. I think he'd like your book too. I'm going to show it to him too. And it just kind of is this cool snowball effect that brings people in. And I think that's there's something to be said for that because you don't see that a lot anymore. And I think it's awesome that you guys do that. So
Yeah, we can't wait for Three Rivers next year. We're going to do it up good for you guys 10 year anniversary. Can't wait.
hell yeah, man. I'm excited. So I can't wait to start talking about the guest list officially. If it all works out, because we're gonna have about four new people. And then like I said, some of the names that we have come in back haven't been to the show since like years one and two. Including a couple vendors that may not come back or maybe coming back for the first time in a long time too. And then we have some first-time vendors that are coming, that I'm pretty excited about. And also that same weekend, we're going to be celebrating 40 years of New Dimension Comics.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So I got to remember to tell Todd to like, start finding all the photos and crap that he wants to put together now, not 2 weeks before the show, because that's not gonna fly.
So now I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do for a cover for this year.
That'd be cool.
Three Rivers is our favorite convention. Everywhere we go, we tell people, yeah, you need to go to Three Rivers Con.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate that. I know Justin and I specifically really appreciate that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it should be good because now you'll have the arts festival in one location. It's not moving and shifting. So hopefully
Right.
that'll get you
And hopefully
a
they're not
semester
closing
audience.
down streets for it. That's the thing that
Yeah.
I don't, I think with it being in the park, they're not going to close the streets.
Yeah, there would be no reason to with it having it being right there
Right.
in that little plaza they created.
Yeah. I think they might close the one boulevard, and then do some on that little piece by the river still, like across the street from it. But that might be the only part that's closed down. But I don't think they're going to take over the bridge, and they're going to do all the other stuff they did before. But the only time that that actually is beneficial to us is if they close the bridge, because then it shifts where the Pride Parade goes and when it is. So, not that I'm against the Pride Parade, because we also get people come in from Pride and Pride Parade, but it helps unclog downtown during that weekend. But I will say, for all of you people who still say, I don't want to go down there because I don't want to park, understand I paid over $50 a day to park my car in Baltimore. But when I was in Jersey for New York, because we stayed in Jersey and took the ferry across every day, I only paid $15, which is what you pay downtown. Unless you go over to the bus station and then it's $6, but whatever. But yeah, guys, like we're excited. We're trying to build that list, man. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited.
So have
So,
you ever like explored people parking in Station Square and then just doing the shuttle over? Is that a thing?
I think it's a little too far away to be at Station Square. Like the north side, like the one by between Acushear and Stage AE, like that one on the corner there might be the better one to try.
But they have a shuttle?
I don't know if they have a shuttle.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
you mean like taking the T over from,
Well,
because you can.
they have a parking shuttle. So
Oh,
they have
really?
they do pickups, yeah, and then they take people like there's I don't know how
Huh.
far it goes into downtown, but they have a shuttle.
I will look into that. That is, Justin, remind me to do that.
You're
Write
taking
that
notes,
shit
right?
down.
Take some notes.
You're at home, write that down. No, that's, I never thought about that. That's kind of a good idea.
I don't see like people who are driving who never taken a bus before would want to get on a bus or a T or anything like that.
Right.
Unless they
Yeah.
have like directions or someone to help to assist with it, something like that.
Right. I mean, I might actually make that, like, but parking in the convention center is still cheaper than doing that, because I think the pricing at the at Station Square's garage is more expensive for the whole day than it is to just park at the convention center. But I know we had a lot of people that asked about, like, parking at the waterfront and getting a shuttle that way, and it's every option I look at is very not cheap to do
Right.
that.
So why not upcharge their ticket for that then?
That I mean that's something that we thought of doing, and basically make it like where you have to go into the store, buy your basically your bus ticket or your shuttle ticket at the store, and then get a separate wristband at the store, and that's the only way you can get it, because it's right there. But that's a big risk, right? Because like, if no one uses it, then we have the shuttle all day, then did we lose money doing that?
Right. I mean, that's why I said that it's if you like poll people, like ask them, like people who don't go, like would you go if something was provided to get you back and forth?
Right. Yeah. I might. I will look into that for sure. And
I can tell the people who are thinking about going to the convention, like, parking downtown is really not as bad as people think it is. Like,
right.
I do it all the time, actually, because I work downtown occasionally.
But I mean, it's stigma, so it's the idea that there's a problem that people will. Well, I heard this, I heard that, so I don't want to do it. Like, I know people have told me that they will not go to the north side because they don't want to drive over a bridge.
I grew up in a
They live
I
in
grew up in a
Pittsburgh and
small
they don't want to
town.
go over a bridge.
That's what
What
I
the
said.
hell?
I grew up in a small town outside, like about an hour and a half outside of Pittsburgh. And like when I talk to people there, they're like, "Oh my God, how do you live in Pittsburgh? Like, it isn't the where do you park? Isn't the parking like?"
Right.
And I'm like, "I park in my driveway. What are you talking about?" Right.
The people
I
have this
same. I grew up
idea.
like you get if you get on 28 in the middle of like where it ends, like down by AGH, and drive 2.5 hours north. That's where I grew up. Like, just stay on 28 the whole fucking time. And those people, they'll come all the way down to the mills, maybe even the waterworks, but that's as far as they'll go. And then after that, it's, oh, there's too many cars. It's too many. It's so crazy. And I'm like, just drive like you would drive. They're gonna go around you. Like, it's not hard. And I'm like, what are you scared of? Like, driving off a bridge? Like, there's a freaking barrier for that. Like, what are you gonna do, 120 and then fly off the bridge? Because that might do it. Like, what are you, what?
I mean, I would imagine how would it feel driving in New York or Chicago, because
Oh,
that
right.
like traffic in Pittsburgh is nothing compared to those places.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right.
right.
I
The main
mean,
reason
oh,
I was gonna
good.
say that's one of the main reasons why we haven't been to New York Comic Con, just because I don't want to deal with driving in New York City. But I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm as bad as the crazy people from my hometown who are like scared to drive into Pittsburgh. I don't know.
I mean, you could like you could actually, because you don't have like a ton of stuff. If you had like a small hand truck, you could take the ferry over and walk it over the hill and be fine. Like, you could do it if you're doing like multiple tables and not like a booth. But if you're doing a booth, that might be a little too much, and I'd probably recommend just bringing a car. But you only need the car twice, just once to go in and once to go out, and then the rest of the week you just take the ferry or the train and just, like just stay in like Jersey where it's going to be cheaper anyway.
Yeah, if we
So,
set up at that show, we have to bring everything we have.
yeah. So yeah, I would probably do that. There also might be a way where you can actually ship it to the convention center and like
Yeah.
all together in one big pallet, and
Yeah,
they'll just
because
have it at
they
your
give you an
booth for
option.
you.
Yeah, they give you an option for that. You ship it to their warehouse, and then they set everything up for you and everything.
Yeah.
We've been talking about taking a train to New York.
Yeah, there's a direct train from Pittsburgh. It's $90 round trip.
So
Yeah, it's.
I took a train to Washington, D.C. one time, and it is by far the greatest way to travel. Like, you have so much leg room. You can get up, you can walk around. You can go to like the food car and like order a drink and like sit at a real bar and like drink. It is the great, like, you never have to stay in your seat. You can pretty much just walk around the train the whole time.
Right. Yeah, me and some friends are talking about going to Philly the Saturday after Christmas, and we're talking about taking a train like the day after Christmas and then coming back like that next Sunday. And basically spending like 2 days ish in Philly, but it only adds like another hour, maybe two, onto the ride anyway. But you don't have to drive. It's cheaper than parking. It's cheaper than paying all the tolls. Like, whatever. And so anybody who's listening to this that's not from Pittsburgh and is near one of the trains, just so you understand, the train and the bus station, so Amtrak and Greyhound, are literally a block from the convention center. A block. That's it. So come check it out.
Yeah, and
Have a
there's
good
some
time.
reason, I can't remember why. Somebody told me there's some weird reason why booking a flight from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, like a direct flight from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, is like ridiculously expensive. I don't remember what that reason is, but it's
That should change when the new terminal opens. So it's a problem with the terminal and the flights, the carriers that go back and forth from those areas. I mean, it's cheaper. It'd be cheaper for you to go to DC and get a connecting flight to Philly than it is to go direct.
Right. Yeah, it's stupid. Like you fly into like you go into like New York and then down to Philly, and it's cheaper than flying directly to Philly. So I think it's just
Because
because
the
there's not enough traffic going from one to the other versus going to the others. So
And since the
yeah.
new terminal is bigger, and they're getting new airlines signing up for those corridors, so then the price should come down.
So I
Right.
Uber sometimes, and I picked up a guy at the airport, and he said that he flew from Buffalo to Pittsburgh, and he said it was a 5-hour flight.
Holy shit.
And I was like, how is that possible? And he goes, he went from Buffalo to Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh, and there was a layover. And I said, you realize it's a 4-hour drive to Buffalo, right?
Right. Like,
I don't
and
get that, like.
I mean, I guess, like, what would the time have been had he not done the layover, right? But even
Yeah.
still, like, you got to go to the airport early, like, both times. So is it, are you really saving that much time? Like, you might save 2 hours,
I think
maybe.
his thought was that he was, I mean, he was going on a business trip, so he wanted to be able to work while he was on the plane, which I guess
Oh.
he's thinking that he couldn't work if he was driving.
That's fair. We could take a train, though. So.
I'm telling you, this train ride that I took was the most relaxing fucking thing. You might think I'm crazy. Sorry, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. You fucking, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
You might think I'm crazy, but sometimes, like late at night when I can't sleep, I listen to like train noises just because I find it that
Oh, that's
relaxing.
awesome. That's awesome. So I have a buddy who's one of the guests coming to the show this year, and he just had a book on come out on Titan. He asked me if I wanted to work his booth at San Diego Comic-Con next year. And I was like,
Nice.
yeah, I do. That'd be cool. I've never been there. So but I don't I'm super afraid to fly. So I'm either going to A, bite the bullet and fly out there, or B, I'm taking a train and I don't care how long it takes. But
It's 5 days.
so I said to Jim, like I was talking to Jim Rugg about it, because he was like, that's gonna be a long fucking train. I was like, well, yeah, it's gonna be a long car ride too, and it'll be a long flight. And I said, but if I'm on the train, I get to see the country. Like I actually get to see the country.
Well,
So I think that's a cool option.
if you're going to California, you might actually get one of those like sleeper cars where they have like the beds that like roll out and like
Yeah.
you get like, that is something I want to do before I die. Like
So get
I'm
yourself a
telling you,
pro badge for next year and let's go.
You know what? I don't know why Angie and I were talking about this weekend, but I was like telling Angie about how much I love trains, and she's like, "You're like a little kid."
Justin took a train down to Baltimore one time. You said it was pretty
Yeah,
good, right?
dude, I always take the train. I take the train to Philly. I take the train to Baltimore. It's easy. It's, you know, cheaper
Well,
than
I'd say it's
the
relatively the same
airlines.
as driving, except you don't have to
Yeah.
pay for parking.
Yep.
So,
Oh, and you're not wasting gas. So.
yeah. Well, that too. Like, if you factor your gas, your tolls, your wear and tear, and then your parking, it's cheaper. Even if you have to Uber 2 or 3 times while you're there, like, it's still saving money. And I think that's crazy, like to be able to do that. So,
I just
but
don't recommend
I've
you going taking a right or a left out of the Baltimore train station, because you'll end up in the ghettos of Baltimore. And then you're walking
if you
down. And
we came
thank
through
God I had my
Baltimore.
mohawk going, because people kind of left me alone. But Jesus Christ, was I getting looks. I was
Yeah,
like,
we came
ah.
through the Greyhound through Baltimore one time, and they in the Greyhound station they have flyers that tell you not to go outside. Says
Wow.
don't go outside, don't go anywhere at night, don't go into any like dark alleys or neighborhoods you're not familiar with. I'm like, all right then. Yeah. So don't
Wow.
come to Baltimore is what you're telling me.
Greyhound is one thing I will never do again. I did that when I was younger,
It's
like,
awful.
and I hate that. I hate how the whole bus smells like the bathroom. Like, when that door is open, like, all you can smell is that stupid, like, portable bathroom they have in the bus. And I hate everything about riding Greyhound. It's the opposite of a train for me.
I just know that I don't know if it's still around Megabus. Their buses are way better than Greyhound's buses. Like you have
Was gonna
actual
say,
leg room on the Megabus.
there is a mega bus to New York. I know that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think there's one to Philly too. But I don't know if there's one all the way to California.
No. And then you take a Greyhound to California, you're talking 5, almost 6 days, right?
All right. I'm gonna look up how long it takes to get to California on the Amtrak. Give me a
Okay.
second.
I think 4 days.
We're gonna take bets. We're gonna take bets.
I want to say 4 days.
You're taking 4 days. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna do San Diego.
I'm gonna say 4 days and 1 hour.
Okay.
Is this? Price is Right?
Yep. Right. Yeah. Exactly. We're
One
playing
dollar.
Price is Right rules. Price
One
is Right
dollar.
rules. Okay, we're gonna leave on a Friday, and we're gonna come back the week later just to see. I don't watch it not be able to find any because it's like too close. Oh, hold on. Let me try a different station.
Who's closest without going over?
Actually, let's make this a little longer so it's.
Right, you and there's that there's a automatic layover in Chicago because you have to change trains too.
Oh, never mind. Their website's down for maintenance. God damn
Mean, just use Google.
it. Right. All right, let's see. No, not maps. God damn it. How long is the Amtrak?
Sixty-one hours.
Do all right, wait, sorry, you said 61.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a
61 and a half.
Justin?
Well, no,
Justin,
I'm
what's
saying
your?
it's 61 hours. It says it on Google.
Oh.
Actually, mine says 64 hours and 1 minute for the
So I
fastest
won.
Amtrak.
Wow.
I was going to say 62, just the upgrade, but I decided not to.
So that's
So 64 hours is what, 3 days? 2.5
5 days.
days?
Yeah.
No.
That's not
No,
that bad.
it's two and a half days.
No, it's
Cause
48
seven,
hours is 2 days. But I
48
mean,
hours is 2 days. So it's almost 3 days.
if you're
Because
going to go all the way to
72 hours is 3 days.
California, though, don't you want to make some stops? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't care. I would just say fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna
Well, it's
see a
the it's
lot. It's
extended
gonna
time
stop
because
anyway.
you have an auto layover in Chicago because you have to depart and change trains when you're going west.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have to at some point. That might be one of the reasons why why it takes so long. There's probably some kind of like exchange you have to do. But it says that the cost from for Amtrak to do that, if it's $500 to $2,000, depending on if you get a sleeper car.
Yeah, the sleeper car is 2 grand.
Yeah.
I would definitely want the sleeper car.
If that's 2 grand for the round trip, fuck yeah, that's great. If it's one way though, I'm gonna be like, nope.
Well, I found another website. So it says driving would be 39 hours, and the gas is between $438 and $632. So it's more expensive to drive.
Yeah. But then, and you got to park your car when you get there.
Yeah. And then the bus is 56 hours, 57 minutes, 235 to 516.
Oh,
What did
so
I
the
tell
bus
you
is
guys?
actually the cheapest route.
What did
So
I tell you guys? Train for the
bus is
best.
the cheapest route, but flying is the fastest route.
Well, it says you
So.
can, like, it has an option here. You can fly to LA and then take the bus to San Diego.
Let me just do fastest route. Fastest way from Pittsburgh to San Diego is flying with a direct flight taking approximately 5 hours and 15 minutes. How much will that cost me? Yeah, by car it's 50 or 35 hours. By bus, nine. What? Oh, it may include flights. Fuck that. Cheapest way by bus, 2 days, 11 hours. $92 for flights. What?
Yeah, that's a corridor for Pittsburgh to at
Huh.
least LA.
That's not bad.
How long is
Well, I
it to
might have
walk?
to. Oh, to walk? Hold on, let me get up Google Maps. Let me just hit up Google Maps because this is gonna be hilarious. Maps. Pittsburgh, San Diego. We're going to San Diego. Directions. From my house, which is really close to Grant's house, and splits the difference between Marvin and Grant. To walk it. Do we have any guesses?
Say like a
Hours.
month,
In hours. In
an
hours.
hours, like 800 hours.
I was going to say 1,000.
Justin?
I'm not sure.
Come on, come on, come on.
What was the last one? 8 hours?
Eight hour,
Grant said a
800
thousand.
or 1,000 is the two so far.
I'll go between, say, 900.
Oh, Marvin wins because Justin went over by slight 875 hours to walk it.
Jesus.
Now, if you bicycled it, it's 229 hours by bike.
Freaking Forrest Gump.
Right? That's like 10 consecutive days of biking. That's insane. It's
Right,
36 days consecutive walking to get there.
but
Like,
that's
that
without
doesn't even
stops.
count. Right. That doesn't even count sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
And
I mean,
you gotta cross
you're
the
not stopping
fucking.
for.
You gotta cross the goddamn Rockies like that.
Yeah.
You gotta freaking cross the freaking desert like that.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, I watched
But
a
you could
video where
drive
a
it,
guy.
day and a half, get out there in a car.
I watched a video where a guy walked from New York to Philadelphia, and that took him 3 days. So I'm just imagining someone walking from PA to California.
Well, I can tell you now, if I drove it, I would stop at Anaheim and visit some friends for sure, and probably some of the people I know in like Phoenix, because that's on the way. in St. Louis because that's in the way, or not, yeah, St. Louis because that's on the way. So yeah, it'd be a fun time. I'd probably take me 3 days, 4 days probably to drive out if I drove. So it'd take me just as long to take the train, so, or the bus. So that's still nuts. Anyway, so cool. Wow. We've definitely talked about some random shit tonight. This is awesome.
I was just thinking, like, anybody who's watching this is probably like thinking, like, wait, am I just sitting here watching this guy plan his vacation?
Yes, you are. Yes, next year it's gonna be great. So.
Yeah,
Our boys from Riserverse said 57 hours. So close, so close. So,
almost.
man, that's gonna be crazy. Part of me's just like, man, I kind of want to do this now, like that. But I have to, like, another mutual friend of ours, he wants to come and work the booth too. So he and I have to agree on it. Neither of us are exactly the excited to fly. So we have to figure this shit out. So, but anyway, oh, God damn it. Sorry, I'm tired. Oh, this whole not doing energy drinks thing sucks. So, oh,
Oh, we didn't do
anyway.
with celebrity deaths. Catching up
Oh,
on
yeah.
that.
Sorry. I need to do this one though,
Well,
because
you could do you the one, yeah.
okay, you do the other one and I will do mine, because mine I'm going to talk about it for a minute.
Well, we got two. Well, one just happened the other day was Sam Rivers from Limp Bizkit died, the
Yep.
bassist from Limp Bizkit. So that sucks. Was he 48?
Yeah, he was, or 48, 49, like he wasn't even 50
Yeah, he
yet.
was not at 50 yet. And Diane Keaton,
Oh yeah.
which, that's
The
iconic,
bummer.
that's, and she was in her 80s, so that was,
Yeah, she was like 83, I want to say, something like
yeah.
that.
And she was, I think she
82,
had
83.
Parkinson's or something too.
Yeah.
There was something going on with her, so
Yeah.
yeah.
So my celebrity death, and I will say this as the most, it was the most crushing celebrity death I've had in a long time. I thought Ozzy hit hard. Nope. Ace Frehley. So if you guys don't know this about me, I'm a giant Kiss fan. And Ace is the reason I play guitar. Like, he is the reason I play guitar. I've seen Kiss 7 times, 6 with Ace, and it was amazing. I've never seen him live solo. Now I never will, but and that's kind of a bit of a problem for me, but not really, because, like, especially these last couple of years, I've heard his solo shows weren't real great, because he was like 75.
Well, he, I mean,
But
he used his body not real great.
he, I mean, in the 70s and 80s, like, he basically was drunk through the entire time or super stoned. In fact, there's that video of them in 79 talking about, they're doing an interview for Dynasty.
Are
I
you
think
talking
it's
about on this
Dynasty.
the Tom Snyder show?
Yeah, and Ace is like totally fucking coked out of his mind, and he says something like, "No, I'm a plumber." Like, he starts laughing the whole time, and Gene looks like super pissed off. But man, like Ace was, like I said, he was my hero. Like, I own a Les Paul. I bought a Les Paul as my first guitar because of him. I have an Ace Frehley signature guitar strap with the lightning bolt on it. I learned to play most of his solo album from 79 or 78. In fact, when I got back from Baltimore that Sunday night, I recorded Rip It Out myself, like me doing all of it, except for the drums. And the GarageBand drums didn't quite do the fills right, because it's hard to mimic Anton Figg's amazing drumming in that song. But it was a hell of a lot of fun. And like I said, like he inspired everybody because he was basically showing like you don't have to be the greatest guitar player in the world, but you can have a hell of a lot of fun and write some good damn songs. That was Kiss's real shtick. Like that's really what it was you don't have to be the best, you just have to have fun. And that's why I love them so much. And Ace was just like I said, man, he was my hero. Like it was crushing. Like I got to Baltimore and then I saw the news and I was just like, I saw the news when I was walking from the hotel to the convention center, and I just was like, holy shit, seriously? And I just couldn't believe it. But the rest of us rock soldiers will continue on in his stead. And I've seen some great posts about him, a lot of great art coming out. The coolest thing I've seen from his death, though, was I saw three people post about the guitars they bought that were actually Ace's, right? So one was the Smoke Bomb guitar from the reunion tour. Another one was they called it the UFO, and it had like lights that went around it, like LED lights. And another guy had one of the rocket off like the rocket launching ones off the neck. And to see the little frame that he had built on there to make that work, I was like, that's the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen that part of that guitar. And another guy, the guy who bought the smoke bomb guitar, Ace, like wrote handwritten instructions of how to use it. And it was like, holy shit. Like, that is like, how cool is it that you own the guitar? But then how much cooler is it that he wrote handwritten instructions of this is how you use this guitar, right? And while I was at Baltimore, like a lot of us were toasting to the spaceman. And I'm gonna definitely miss him a lot. And I've basically been listening to Kiss in the Store here all week while I was here. So I even the New York Giants posted that they're gonna play New York Groove extra loud for him at the games this week. So I was pretty excited about that. So like Jimmy Kimmel shared one like of him on the show, and a couple other guys did too. Or no, it wasn't Jimmy Kimmel. Who was the guy with the Roots as the backup band?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, that's it. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, he like it's Ace playing New York Groove with the Roots with that UFO guitar. And it was just awesome. But yeah, like I may even have to go watch Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park soon. 'Cause as bad as that fucking movie is, it's awesome. So, but yeah, I'm gonna miss you, Space Ace. Go rock in heaven. So, but anyway. Okay, now that we're done talking about celebrity deaths, is that while Justin loves to bring them up, sometimes I'm like, man, and not this one. I'm like, oh, I'm glad we did that. So.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen very often too. Like that's been like what, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks? So it hasn't been too
Yeah.
bad.
Well, we
It
took
seemed
2 weeks
like
off,
for
so it's been like a month and a half, 2 months of it, yeah. But yeah, it was very, very rough. And it was cool because like I was talking to creators about how Ace affected their life too. Like and Ace and Kiss and stuff. And then there were some guys that were like, I never liked Kiss, and like other guys were like, man, I loved him when I was a kid, blah, blah, blah. So it was very, very cool. Very cool. So
Anyone who doesn't like Kiss, just tell them they can watch Never Too Young to Die.
Right? Fuck, man. They were on.
Ragnar!
Dude, they were on fucking Scooby-Doo. Come on. They met Archie. Like,
Oh, and what's
I was having dinner with the
Runaway?
president of Archie, and I was like, are you guys going to do like a, are you guys going to reissue that, like, do a facsimile of that? Because you should. And he was like, I'll talk. I'll think about that. And I was like, that'd be great. So McFarlane put out a ton of toys.
Yeah.
Like I still have them. I still have all the Psycho Circus ones. So. I mean, they
They
are
did a
the,
ton of Aussie ones too.
yeah, but they are
So.
the band that showed other bands how to market themselves, like, and that's, it's crazy. My Gene Simmons slipper boots, Dragon slipper boots are proof of that. So anyway, all right. So I'm gonna bring up the website again. All right. So remember, guys, you can go to comicsburg.com/crowdfunding and check out all of these awesome Kickstarters. Let's get some backing going. They're so close on a lot of these.
As
And
DP would say, make the pledge.
do it. Give us your money. Well, give these guys your money, not me your money, but you can give me your money if you stop in the store and buy it from my rack after I
Oh,
give them
I got
their
a
money.
backer while we were talking.
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Nice.
Look at that. So, actually, I think some of these got backers while we were talking. Neat. Cool.
The
Well,
power of marketing.
right? Remember, you can also find all these guys at ComicsBurg. If you just go to ComicsBurg.com, you can go to all, here's their, all the different stuff. Here's the creator page and where you can find more about Heroinberg, DP, Marvin, and Grant. I also have to say, I love Grant's photo. You just look so stoic.
A male model
Stoic.
there.
Yeah, it's like you should be like, it's like you used to work for like American Eagle or some shit. Like, look at that. So, and Marvin's would only be better if it wasn't at a different store than ours.
Yeah, I was gonna say Marvin's is a good photo too. Well, DP's is good too.
Is, right? But a DP's just looks awesome. He just looks like he's gonna go and like ride a cow and fucking kill someone with it. Get on a bull. And then, also Comicsburg. Which Marvin writes, so right? You still writing that? You still doing that?
What's that?
Do you still write the Comicsburg or the Heroinberg comics?
No,
Because weren't
that's
you writing them for a while?
no.
Oh, I thought you
Not
were for a
it.
minute.
No, not it. Not it.
Okay. Never mind then. So it's been a while since I've read a Comicsburg or a Heroinberg book anyway. But anyway, yeah. Marvin's, yours looks like this is like the one you use for school, right? Like when you teach.
Yeah.
You could
That's on
tell.
my school ID.
Oh, that's awesome. But you know what? If you're going to a different shop, you at least went to Phantom. I'm sure Jeff was pumped about that. So, because I could tell what
it's
it
only,
was.
and it was there because I was at work when they called me to do the interview. So I just had to cross the street from Pitt to go over to Phantom.
Oh yeah, so that's easy. And then you can go to the store, you can buy all kinds of stuff. There's some Edge. Da, 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 more Edge. There's Beowulf, there's League of Cryptids, more Edge, lots more Edge, more Beowulf, Theme of Thieves, Daisy Chain, and Blowtorch. So yeah, a lot of cool shit. Why aren't your t-shirts on here? Come on.
Good question. I mean, I'll get those added. We also have a retailer section too, so that's new.
Oh, so retailer said, oh, is this like where just retailers can go and buy the bundles? That's awesome. Dude, that is cool. That's actually the smartest thing I've seen any publisher do in a long time. So great job on that. So if you're another retailer and you want to check that out, go for it. If you want to find them, you can click the events and see their upcoming events, which has nothing on it. So Akron is not listed yet. Come on,
No.
guys. Get all your shit. You can follow their news. You can follow them. There's all their socials. Or I imagine you could just search Comicsburg on your favorite social and find
Yeah,
them.
it's all on the comments card.
Yeah. So if they want to find you specifically, Marvin, what is your Instagram, Facebook, whatever? It's just
Everything
Marvin Wynn or The
is,
Edge.
yeah, at the Edge comic. On all your favorite social channels.
Cool. Grant, how about you?
Search Grant Lankard. I'm sure it'll be in the show notes. The spelling of that, I mean, Grant Lankard is a really distinct name. The last time I checked, I'm the only Grant Lankard on any social media, so.
Oh man, DP's in the chat, or he was for a minute. He said he's watching Splinter Cell right now on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. The Splinter Cell anime.
Yeah. So that, oh, so Splinter Cell's more important than me. Come on, guys. What
I
the
know that
hell?
man. He did
Come
he
on.
did he did mention that I got he had retailers here, and I said, yeah, we know we showed him.
Yeah. Good. So awesome. Well, thanks guys so much for coming on. You guys
Well,
are
thank
always a
you for having
blast,
us.
and thanks for helping me plan my San Diego Comic-Con next year.
You're walking, right? You're
walk
gonna
it, doing
walk.
it. Got to lose some weight. I'm gonna fucking walk. It'll take a week. I'll have big ass blisters on my feet. It'll be great. So I'm gonna Forrest Gump this shit. It's gonna be awesome. So cool.
Make sure
Thanks
you
again,
don't
guys,
use
for
a
coming
carry
on.
NDC sign on you.
Oh, he's DP's watching us too. Multitasking. That's what he said. I believe you. I believe you. So yeah, also guys, don't forget this Saturday if you go out to our Mills location, we're doing trick or read. And if you wear your a costume while you're there, you get 10% off. There are a couple exclusions. So make sure you check that out. But you can get some cool comics to take home. To hand out for Halloween. Also, at all the NDCs, you can get our copy of Planet Death from Bad Idea with our exclusive cover, and you can literally take home the entire stack and take it home and give it out on Halloween. But remember, it's PG-13. Just keep that in mind. So, thanks again, guys, for coming on. Everybody, make sure you follow Comicsburg at your favorite socials. And remember to support your local comic shop, support local creators. And if you support your local comic shop, it's even cooler if you support us because I need to keep these lights on and Justin fed. So, so thanks a lot for watching, and we will catch everybody next week. I don't believe we're going to be missing anything until probably close to Christmas again. Because I believe Christmas is actually on a Thursday. So we will probably just take off those last that week and maybe New Year's week. So we'll see everybody the rest of the year. And yeah, we'll catch you later. Thanks, guys.
Good night, all.